the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Happy First Friday, Civil Kid, right, folks. Any Halloween hangovers?
Yeah.
Because I saw some drunk-ass people last night. Some of those trick-or-treaters had on some intricate costumes, too. I was like, how are they using the bathroom? That's the last thing you want, is not being able to find your zipper in time. And now you smell like a zombie in World War P. Tom Silver J, kids in the hood don't stop knocking on your door until the wee hours of the morning. Oh, hold on. Oh, I thought that was my door. Shigadee! I didn't know if they wanted to stick us up or some Reese cups. And they knock on your door so damn hard now. So it was the first time I heard one of those trick-or-treating thug rats go boom, boom, boom. I ran to the bathroom and tried to flush the gummy bears down the toilet. I said, that had to be the police right there. So, you know, I had a little flashback. Any whatever. Did y'all see any of the celebrities' costumes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus was dressed like Little Kim, and Little Kim was dressed as Jong-un. I wonder if Heidi Klum bodyguard boyfriend dressed up as Seal. Ooh, that would have been cruel. When Hugh Hefner and one of his playmates were dressed up as Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke on the Video Music Awards. Did y'all see that?
Yes.
Oh, Hugh didn't have a clue wearing that black and white suit. He thought he was an antiquated zebra. My cousin Nano had on a costume that made the kids run out of his yard screaming. And I don't know where he found a Sandusky mask from, but I'm putting him on my list. For also wanting to boycott Barnes & Noble, y'all. I said it's Bonnie's damn food. Contender number two, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. You know the man who had the videotape out of him smoking that crack? Well, the video has landed in the hands of the police, and Mayor Rob Ford still kind of denying it, but the video is showing he's trying it. The only thing that could make the footage worse is if Rob Ford was wearing a Lamar Odom jersey. He don't pop mollies, he smoke rocks. Rob Ford. Contender number three, Cowboys receiver Dez needs to take his meds brine. Now, Dez went ham sandwich on his teammates last Sunday against the Lions, where Megatron transformed into Jerry Jones' flip phone and had to answer to all the Cowboys' calls. And Dez, whose initials means deranged evil zombie, snapped with a series of sideline shenanigans. Oh, he ripped into Roman. Throw me the mofo ball, Opie Cunningham. Damn. T.O. would have never talked to his quarterback like that. You know what Mama used to say, take your meds, young man, and don't you put your hands on me no damn more. Contender number four, Chris Brown, who, unlike Dez, went to anger management class after that Howard homecoming photo bomb at the hotel incident. Chris went Dez Brown on this fool. Next time, let your bodyguard guard your body. If you get locked up, ain't nobody eating. That's like Tom getting locked up. Contender number five, Dr. Conrad Murray, the black Jack Kevorkian who got out of jail on Monday and stopped past, of all places to eat, In-N-Out. After 2 years in, that's where he went when he got out. I guess old habits are hard to break, huh? He should have went to Outback or something. Anyway, I heard his cellmates and other inmates were heartbroken when he left. You hear that, Sybil? They were like, we love you, Conrad. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Conrad. Our love is true. Bye-bye, jailbirdie. Ted Cruz, Dad, you are the Bama of the week. Week, week. Now we see where you get the bullshiggity from, Ted Cruz. I mean, Ted Cruz, Dad, Rafael Cruz. Y'all heard the video out showing Ted Cruz, Dad, talking about we have to send President Obama back to Chicago. We have to send him back to Kenya.
Yep.
Well, can you shut the F up? How the hell can you say send President Obama back to Kenya and you came from Cuba in 64? And supposedly he didn't know one word of English. Well, here's seven words. You are the Bama of the week, week, week.